That's crazy. Wow. Yeah, uncanny almost. But yeah, they're great. I just we've always had dogs and cats. We've always had dogs. We had dogs. Andrea and I got our first place in '84, and we grew up. We both grew up with dogs, and we bought a dog together. You know, at our very, very first house, and I think at a peak we had 3 dogs and 2 cats, but we've had multiples of each. But we've looked at the city ordinance to see if we were breaking any rules. You know, so I forget what the number is. You can have 2 dogs and 3 cats, or 3 and 5 total, or something. I forget, but we've definitely been at that max for a period when the kids were growing up. We've always had dogs and cats. The cats came about 95-ish. I did some renovations on the house, and when I had the back, this exact time I had the whole, I live on a dirt road with an acre of property, and I had the whole back of the house ripped off, and it was covered in visqueen while they were building up the walls. It was like a lean-to, and they were building up to the full 8 foot and tying into the back into the house with the roof. And at the same time I had that project going on, they completely clear-cut a huge woods one house over from me. Every house in that neighborhood had mice, like, infestations. There were trucks up and down the street. I couldn't get rid of them to save my life. There's nothing I could do, you know, in that old bungalow and that, with it being wide open and cutting it down. That's when we got our first cat. You know what? That cat took care of it in, like, I'd say weeks. That cat took care of that problem, and we never saw a mouse turd since. And I said, that's it. They've earned their keep. We're going to have cats.